Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting activities in the office of the Prime Minister over the past week. I'm Athalia Reynolds Baker. Stay with us. The government has taken steps to further protect children from sexual and other forms of abuse with proposed amendments to the Child Care and Protection Act and the Criminal Justice Administration Act. The amendments will see harsher prison sentences for persons who murder, rape, or commit other serious offenses against children. Stiffer penalties are also to be imposed on parents or guardians whose neglect lead to the abuse, exploitation, and death of children in their care. Information Minister Senator Sandra Fortner made the disclosure at last week's Jamaica House media briefing.
Since the start of this year, we have seen the abuse and murder of a number of children in Jamaica. The circumstances under which these children have been killed are disturbing. Of deep concern are the instances of parental neglect, which exposes many of our children to violence and sexual abuse.
Senator Fortner says the amended Criminal Justice Administration Act will have longer prison sentences for persons who harm children.
The victim status as a child will be treated as an aggravating feature, resulting in a substantial uplift in the sentence on conviction. It is also proposed to amend the Child Care and Protection Act to insert new offenses of parental neglect and failure of an adult to report suspected exposure of a child to sexual or other abuse.
She says efforts are being made to ensure that cases relating to violence against children will be afforded priority scheduling and disposal in the courts. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller on Thursday, May 14, broke ground for the construction of 8 new classrooms at the Balaclava High School in St. Elizabeth, estimated to cost $40 million. On completion, the school will be renamed the Roger Clark High School, in honor of the late Minister of Agriculture and former Member of Parliament for Northeast St. Elizabeth. The project will result in the addition of 200 new classroom spaces and will be funded by a loan from the Inter-American Development Bank. The complex is expected to be completed by September this year. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the provision of a comfortable teaching and learning environment will ensure that students and teachers are able to function effectively.
My government is committed to giving Balaclava High the necessary tools for you to do well. Numerous studies have shown that smaller class sizes allow for a better quality of education. Similarly, research also points to the ineffectiveness of the shift system, which remains a feature of the Balaclava High School. However, the shift system will be a thing of the past when we complete this new block of classrooms.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the upgrading works form part of a multi-million dollar program to be undertaken this financial year to construct additional classroom spaces across Jamaica.
Magaty High and Albertown High, Porus, Old Harbor, Papine, Vauxhall, and Cedric Titus High are just some of the other institutions that will benefit from this allocation.
The Prime Minister last week also expressed gratitude for the work carried out by members of the U.S. Naval Hospital ship Comfort during its visit to Jamaica. The ship was on the island May 6 to 14, providing medical and engineering services to Jamaicans free of cost. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the work of the U.S. Naval Hospital ship complements the efforts of Jamaica's medical personnel in both public and private health facilities.
I salute the valuable contribution of the more than 100 medical personnel, as well as several engineers and other crew members who worked at several hospitals, health centers, and our schools.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller. Almost 10,000 Jamaicans accessed medical care during the outreach by the United States Naval Hospital ship. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.